And were you just, I think we were just entertained by a couple angels. Hallelujah. What powerful. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. If you're tuning in online, amen. We were blessed by a special. So they did wonderful. They're bringing me over a table, my podium. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lots going on. I want to just first say thank you to everyone who's donated blankets for those that are in need this holiday. We were blessed. If you've seen our box out here, we have many, many blankets. The last day to bring them in was today. So thank you to all of our members for bringing in blankets for the homeless. Amen. I mentioned this Wednesday, we have a Secret Santa list for a family in our church. If you need a paper, you can come see me after the service. There are 5 children that are in some needs, and there are a few suggestions on here if you are able to buy them a gift. You don't have to get everything for everyone on the list. You can buy one thing, several things, each kid. It's up to you. We are still taking them until this Wednesday, the 22nd, which is our Christmas celebration service. This Wednesday, we also will have our youth group. They will be doing a special, amen, all the children. We will have candlelight service, music, the word. That is our special Christmas service. Do not miss it and invite somebody. It begins at 6:30. Amen. And on that note, we will not have church on Christmas Day. That's next Saturday. We will not have service. We will not have service on Wednesday the 29th. We want you to fellowship with your families. However, we will have a special Sunday morning service, our New Year's service, on Sunday morning, 10:30 in the morning, on January 2nd. So we will be here on the 22nd this Wednesday, and then on the 2nd of January in the new year. Amen. We have our last fellowship night downstairs, so we invite you downstairs to fellowship with us with a snack. Amen. Would you stand with me? I think I got it covered. All our kids are invited after the service, or yeah, both kids' classes. They're having a party with Melissa and Liza and Kristen and the teachers, so you can follow your teachers. Amen. So stand with me. Are you ready to worship? Hallelujah. It is such a joy to be in the house of the Lord. How many here are just getting ready for the holidays? You're getting ready, and you have so much on your plate, and we have so much to do, but it's nice to put that aside and focus on Him, the one that can strengthen us, the one that can meet us here with any need that we have, any burden that we carry. We can cast it at His feet tonight, amen? We may walk in one way, but let us walk out another way, hallelujah. And I know this man of God over here, our pastor, he has a word tonight. So pull on that man tonight, and I know you will be blessed, because that is our God. Hallelujah. So, Father, we enter into your presence, Lord, tonight. We enter in, hallelujah, and we take all that you have for us tonight, Lord God. We partake at your table, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the worship team. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our pastors, Lord God. And we thank you for these mighty men and women of God that are in this building, Lord God. We just ask, Lord God, you meet us, Lord God, and you speak to us, Lord God, that you overshadow us with your presence tonight, Lord God. We worship you. We adore you. We love you, and we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever.
Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good, and your mercy. mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. For you are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah.
We worship.
Yes, he is good. Praise God. I want to welcome everyone tonight and just encourage you to just stay into worship. And if you don't feel like worshiping, worship him anyway. Because the anxieties that you may be facing, the troubles you may be facing, just turn them over to him and just worship and praise. Whoops.
River, and we'll never spill. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. And I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. And I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your love.
My weapon Sin and
Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
You have no rival.
You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom.
Come on.
Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above.
Presence right now. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray to God that they don't know the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The name that has no rival. The name that has no equal. Hallelujah. That every enemy has to bow. Hallelujah. It has to flee from their presence. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray tonight that those that don't know your name, hallelujah, or in the way that they should, I pray that this night tonight, God, Lord, that we surrender to the name above all names, hallelujah, that we lay aside whatever, hallelujah, we carry, that we lay it aside, hallelujah, and we surrender to the name above all names, hallelujah, the name of Jesus Christ, the wonderful name of Jesus. We give you glory, come on, we give you praise, hallelujah, there's no name like His. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give God praise. Give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout unto God. Hallelujah. Amen. The children may go to their classes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. God, you are good, God. Amen. Come on, is He a good God? I'm here to tell you, listen, if you don't know the God that I know, you need to get to know Him, hallelujah. Because He's a good God, amen? Hallelujah, He's a good God, He's a merciful God. Children are going to the classes, there they go, hallelujah. Look at all these kids, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray they have a blessing, amen? God, keep their hand upon them, amen, hallelujah. Welcome tonight. So glad to see you. Come on, amen. Smile back at me tonight. Hallelujah. Smile at me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're doing behind the scenes on the camera, but I hope you're smiling at me. Amen. Because we're in a moment, just right now, just a moment of celebration. That I pray that this moment of understanding Christ, I pray that this moment of Christmas, that we take this moment that just to begin to enjoy, to begin to focus our hearts in the right direction. Because I want you to know, listen, we celebrate in December, hallelujah, what we should continue to celebrate all year long. Say amen. Hallelujah. That we continue to carry it on with us. Hallelujah. That we just don't celebrate Christ at Christmas, but there's a celebration. Hallelujah. There's a celebration within me. Hallelujah. That cannot be contained. A joy. Hallelujah. A river that flows from the midst of His people. Hallelujah. That touches a thirsty generation. Those that are hurting. Those that are broken. And God wants to use you. Hallelujah. To declare the good news. Hallelujah. To declare the message of the good news that God is good. Hallelujah. And His mercy endures forever. How long? From generation to generation, God's longing for a generation of people that would embrace, hallelujah, all that He is and all that He wants to bestow upon us. That's good news. You got victory, hallelujah. Tell your neighbor you got victory. All right, God bless you. Thank you, praise team. Hallelujah. Yada. I'm looking forward to this year. Hallelujah. I just, the songs that were singing, just in my spirit was saying, I just kept hearing God saying, come a little deeper. Come on. I just feel the Spirit of God saying, come a little deeper. Hallelujah. You know what? I just want you to think for a minute spiritually what is taking place in that moment where we declare that. We're saying that God's longing for you to come. We feel safe if I could touch the ground. Think about it. You know, I'm good if I can touch the ground. Then I get into the water a little bit and my feet feel the water. I'm still good. But then I get about waist high and I feel the current. I'm going to say it again. I begin to feel the current moving. But all of a sudden I begin to realize that if I go any more deeper, I might lose control. I got to begin to go deep enough where that I lose control. I let go of my control because I want you to know and I want you to think about this. If you're with me to understand that I tried to control things in my life and it doesn't work. I try to hold on to things. I try to make things work. I try to do it the way that I would want to do out of my flesh, and it doesn't work for me. I need to let go and let God. Hallelujah. That this year, that each one of us come up a little higher, that we let God arise. Hallelujah. That some of those enemies that you've been fighting too long. Come on, amen. Too long. You've been fighting some of these enemies too long, that it's time. Say it's time. This year to let God arise, hallelujah, and His enemies will scatter, hallelujah. We're going to begin to see some victories, come on, that God has already gotten for us by faith, but we're going to receive it in the earth, hallelujah, by faith, taking hold of what we have legally in heaven. Watch it, hallelujah. Watch what happens when you let your God arise, hallelujah. When you let your God arise, hallelujah. Let Him get in front of your problems. Let Him get in front of your situations, hallelujah. And watch them things bow down in the presence of God Almighty. Amen? Woo! All right. Listen, you know, Jesus is commended. He's commended Jesus that He had a stable upbringing. Commended that Jesus had a stable. Come on, Bill. Stable. He was born in a... He had a stable... Okay. Three wise men were fretting. We're running out of frankincense. He said, don't worry, though. There's enough myrrh. There's more than enough myrrh. Don't worry, there's more enough. All right, never mind. All right, let me preach. Could you say amen to that? Amen. Let's take a look at John. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I pray, Father God, right now that you open our ears. I pray to God, Lord, that we just are able to receive what you would desire to speak to us tonight, God. I have nothing to say but only what you would say through the Spirit. So, Father God, hide me behind your cross, dear God, Lord. God, I could speak through the Spirit. And, Lord, touch hearts tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want you to take you here tonight for a second. I want you to see that Jesus is about ready to preach a sermon. And it's in Capernaum. And he's going to preach a sermon, and he's going to preach about bread. Not just any bread, hallelujah, but bread of life. But I want you to see that there's something powerful because Jesus, I want everybody to recognize something that every day matters with you walking with Jesus. Because what you learn tomorrow is going to take you into today. Come on. And then take you through the next day. Everything that you begin to learn, that you begin to build up, you begin to build up in the midst of that thing. You're going to begin to walk some things out. Come on. And God wants to walk through some things with you. I believe that with all my heart. I know that God wants to walk through, that he desires to walk. The Bible, we can find that with God in the beginning, that he walked with them in the cool of the night. Adam and Eve. Come on, he walked with them. Say, he walked with them. He desires to walk with you. He desires to talk with you. Hallelujah. He desires to fellowship with each and every one of us. Hallelujah. And in the midst of this, I want you to see that he begins to share with them this story. But before that, I said that here's a story that we understand before, and it is the feeding of the 5,000. But listen, that's a lowball number. We always say 5,000, but that's 5,000 men. At that time, they only counted the men. So, how many women were there? How many men were there? How many children were there? So we're talking about a large amount of people. There's a big number. Say big number. And so, we know the story, and we know that what takes place, and it says, and this is what I want you to see. So he's preaching this message to these people, and there's three types of people. I want to get this. I want us to catch this. I don't want to rush this. I want to lay this out because I want us to get this, because it's about the season we're in for us to understand that something was taking place. So Jesus, he was talking. There was three different people that were in this story that were specifically that were there to hear what he had to say. Number one, they were the Sadducees and the Pharisees. They were those ones that were listening, but they weren't hearing. There were those ones that were there, say they were there. But they weren't letting it get in their hearts. They were disagreeing with what he was saying in their hearts. And I pray that sometimes I'm at that place. Sometimes I am at that place where that I'm not always agreeing with what God's saying. Because not everything that he says makes sense to me. Because his ways are higher than my ways. And I always try to make sense of his ways to make them line up with my ways. I want you to get this. God doesn't work that way. God says right off the start, my ways are higher than your ways. So here's these Sadducees and Pharisees, and they try to come to a place where that they are getting this message from Jesus, but they're not agreeing, they're disagreeing. We're a lot like that sometimes. Then there's this other group of people that we'll find out, here they are at the bottom of the story. And these ones, once they find out that they see the miracles take place, they see what he did, and they begin to say, oh, this is the Messiah. We want him. But the problem is, they want him to work the way that they want him to work. They thought that he was going to, by force, overcome the Romans. Slaughter them all. See, they were their enemies. They hated the Romans. They were in captivity in a way that the Romans were, they were in bondage to them. They were in their land. And there's a problem with that. Them trying to get God to do it, and they're always looking for that. And Jesus didn't fulfill that. Sometimes we're like that. Sometimes I'm trying to get God to do what I want to do, and if it doesn't, then I'm going to go another way. But I want you to see there's another group of people. There were those ones that heard it, that fed from it, and that are still feeding from it. There was those that were able to take hold of what he was saying and keep walking in it. I want to be that one. For me to say that, oh, I can't be this one. No. I pray and I ask that we, each one of us, are on guard, that we walk in a place that we guard our hearts, that we're in a place where they're receiving what he's saying to me right now. That I begin to take hold of what he says. It's not in a matter. Sometimes what we do is we take what we knew and we walk in that, and not letting God speak to you today. Say today. Today, right now, about what you're going through right in this moment. We'll take those things from before, but not walk with what God's saying to me now. There's a hearing that God wants me to hear today. Because that's fresh. That's where his mercies are new every morning. That's where I begin to pray, give me my daily bread. We're not just eating something that's old, and I get into a religious custom and rhythm, and I'm afraid to step into the river, to lose control, to take hold of what he says. That sometimes I can't make understand what is going on, but I trust God in the midst of it. Sometimes we can't make sense of what's going on around us. I hear that tonight. I really do. I don't know if you can't make sense. I don't know if there's some people that are watching that can't make sense of the situation. But I'm telling you that walk with God through the midst of it. Take hold of what he has for you today. Stay in that place of listening to what he's saying in that moment. Continue to walk in it. And it'll all come to pass. I promise you. Amen. So here we go, and he says, and Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because. So here's these ones, they come after Jesus. They're all over the place. They're looking for Jesus. Listen, these are the ones that just got a meal. They took hold of this meal, and Jesus comes. When they come to him, here's what he says. They're looking for him. He says, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Your flesh got satisfied. You were moved somehow, some way. And you're looking for me to do something for you in your flesh. But listen. Jesus says this. And he says, labor not for meat, for food, which perishes, but for food which endureth unto everlasting. I want you to get the picture of what Jesus is speaking over this situation and what he's preaching. He begins to bring a message. There's a river that's flowing, and he's looking for some people to step in it. Those ones that were with him, his disciples were there. I just want you to see this picture. I want to create a picture for you to see that this thing's in motion. Say it's in motion. Come on. It's in motion. He's not waiting for you, hallelujah, to get in motion. It's already moving, hallelujah. God is on the move, amen? God is on the move, hallelujah. You got to get into what God's doing. He's already doing something. He's always fulfilling something. Something's happening with God, hallelujah. And I need to get in with what God's doing, hallelujah. I want to be part of what he's doing. So here he is. They're standing here. He says, listen, you're trying to satisfy. You're looking to find satisfaction outside. And I'm telling you, hallelujah, that with me, it's in here. See, that's what we do. We begin to try to find our source outside and not from within in Christ Jesus. Through Jesus. Through the river that flows within me. Amen? So he says, you labor. He says, you're eating outside your relationship. You're eating outside of what I desire. I want you to stay within this relationship. I want your source to be me. Amen? He says, so endureth. He says, this, it won't run out. Say it won't run out. Which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. I want you to see this, that Jesus, we spend so much time. How many of you guys, when you wake up, what do you think of? What am I going to eat? See, we're made that way. It's important that we, if I wake up and never have an appetite, boy, I'd be nice, but that's not good. So if it's correct, if I keep it within the lines that I'm waking up, I'm looking to get to eat something, I'm looking for lunch, I'm looking for dinner, and the next day, guess what I'm doing? I'm looking for breakfast, I'm looking for lunch, I'm looking, and so Jesus is making this parallel, this example, saying, listen to me, that so many times we're looking and we're seeking, hallelujah, to be filled. I want you to seek me greater, because that stuff will perish. But if you seek me like you do, hallelujah, every single day, what are you thinking about? When am I going to eat? Hallelujah. What time is it? Is it lunchtime? Is it past supper? Come on. I call my wife and I show up. Is supper ready? Because there's a drawing from me that I got to eat. Help me tonight. God's saying that stuff will perish. He says, but I want you to seek me. Come on. With all that's within you. Because when you seek me and take hold of you, eat from me, when you partake of me, it's eternal. It's everlasting. It won't run out. He's making this example of, look, I want you to see, remember the fishes and the loaves where the, guess what? One little time, he multiplied and it didn't run out. He did this demonstration for all the people to see. Listen, I want you to see, I want to show you the hallelujah. When you eat from me, when you partake in this relationship with me, when you seek me, hallelujah, like you do your earthly food that perishes, it will not run out. Come on, it's going to get greater. Say it'll get greater. It'll get more. You seek me like your meals. But just like he fed the multitudes, he wants to feed the multitudes, that it won't run out, each and every one of us. I want you to see that the Bible says that it was sealed. Say it's sealed. He said, the God, the Father for him hath sealed, that he sealed. I just thought of this today. I was sitting, I was thinking, he's FDA approved. He's saying that I'm FDA approved, hallelujah, for you to eat. Say he's good to eat. Say, he's good. Unless you step in and begin to taste him, take hold of him, begin to eat from him what he has, you'll never know. But FDA, the Father does approve. Come on, say the Father does approve. The Father does approve that this is good for you, hallelujah. Taste and see the Lord is good, hallelujah. I want you to take hold of him. As you begin to walk and begin to partake of him in your relationship, you're going to grow, hallelujah. And that spiritual man within you, you're going to begin to mature, hallelujah. It's going to get bigger. Those things that you had a hard time with before, you're going to begin to learn to eat meat, hallelujah. You're not eating baby food no more, hallelujah. You're not eating those little, just drinking milk, but you begin to grow up. Say, I'm growing up. As you begin to partake of him, and what does that mean to eat from him? It begins to take hold of what he did for you. We begin to eat what he has provided. What has he provided? His death, burial, and resurrection. We begin to eat from what he did for me at the cross. Hallelujah. And that's what gives me victory. That's what causes me to overcome the enemy, is because of what he did for me. All that other stuff will perish. But I'm going to tell you, when I eat from that, it's everlasting. Cause me, it's resurrection power, hallelujah. It'll cause me to get up and walk out of tombs that I couldn't do before when I eat from him. Amen. Hallelujah. And then said they unto, what shall we do? And they began to say, wow, what can I do then? He says, they said, how can that I might work the works? How can I work for God? And that's what they begin to see. That's what they see. How can I work for God like you work for God? They're missing the point here. I want you to say, stay with the story. This is what I mean. That, listen, don't walk away when you first don't understand something. We don't get it right away. But keep seeking God. Tell your neighbor it's going to make sense. Hallelujah. I want you to take a hold of this. I want you to see this. And he says, and he said, and Jesus said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. That if you believe him that the Father has sent, the FDA approved food for you. The bread that God has given to you. He says, so God's going to work through those, that God will work through you by believing. See, I want you to get the picture. Jesus is preaching a message. He's telling them, they're in their mind, they're beginning to think, wait a minute, I seen Jesus be used by the Father by faith to feed the multitudes. They said, we want to work the works. This is how you work the works. This is how you're used by God. Believe and let God work through you. Come on, amen. Come on, you want to get victory in your life? One, two, four. You want to get victory in your life? Come on. Those online, you want to get victory in your life? Hallelujah. You let God work through you by you believing that he, hallelujah, can do all things. You can't, but with God. With God, hallelujah. I said with God, all things are possible. Some things, no. All things are possible with God. So he says this, and he says, and they said therefore unto him, he says, what sign can you show us? This, Jesus is patient, loving. If you don't see the picture here, this is just a moment in history we're seeing. But I'm here to tell you, this has been going on a long time with this people. And it's a compelling story when you look at it from God's side, in the mercy side, in the grace side, and how much he loves us, and how long he's been waiting for us to take hold of that he could work through us that believe. He's looking for some believers. He's looking for some people, hallelujah, that, listen, I want you to know that a river will flow. I want you to hear this. A river will flow. Say it with me. A river will flow where it's not resistant. Where it gets resistance, when it faces resistance, it will flow wherever there's no resistance. I don't want to be resistant to what God's saying to me. So, are you all right? Let me get a drink and we're going to go for the halftime. Are you all right? I got to get this all out of me because we got one service next week that it's always not a real, I can't preach long on that one because everybody does all kinds of stuff during it, which is great. So I'm going to be off a while till the 2nd of January. So, cold turkey, buddy. Yeah. So, I want you to know something. Listen, when you get something and you have it and it works really well, if you buy something, I say this reverently, if you buy something and you love this thing and it works really well, you'll talk about it. You're going to be excited about it. Hey, look at this thing. You got to get this, Mimsy. This is amazing. Whew, it'll change your life. If you just take hold of this thing, whatever it might be. Come on. Amen. I want you to know when we begin to fall in love with Jesus, And they said, what can we do? He says, our fathers did eat manna. Here we go. I want you to catch hold of this. Say manna. The word, that word manna means, and I want you, this is the way you pronounce it. Say man. 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 That's what it, that's the way you pronounce it. Man. You know why? I want you to see, I know you guys understand that the manna that God rained from heaven that came down upon his children of Israel when they were in the wilderness. But God released from heaven bread. Say bread. And every single day they begin to pick up the bread and they begin to gather it. They begin to eat it. And the word manna means, what is it? Man. See, they had a hard time figuring out what God was trying to tell them. It's not about what you just see, but it's about what you're hearing in the spirit. Because I want you to see, there's a picture. Here's a river that's been flowing for thousands of years. Hallelujah. There was bread that was sent from heaven. I don't know if that sounds familiar, but I want to tell you, Jesus said, I am the bread from heaven. I am the bread. And the problem is, the children of Israel, they couldn't figure out what it was. They had a hard time from moment to moment that God was doing something to realize what God was doing. But if they knew, if they realized what they were eating, they wouldn't have stayed in the wilderness as long as they did. If they would have realized what God was prophetically saying to them, I'm the bread from heaven. You eat from me. Hallelujah. You'll never die. Say, it's a picture of Jesus. Now I want you to see this real quick. I want to give this to you because this is powerful, because technically they were in the wilderness for 42 years because it began to speak to them about Carta Barnarsh. And actually it was 2 years, and then they count. So actually it's 42. Say 42. And there's 42 stops on the way. And this is the mercy of God, that God walks with us and he's waiting for you to catch on to what he's doing. He wants you to catch on to what he's saying, that we begin to hear what he's saying. So every one of those places were examples and symbols, because God uses symbols and examples. Hallelujah. He was showing us who he was to them. We'll start off with the bread. He was the manna that they were eating. Say, he's the bread of life. I want you to see the symbolism here. That I want you to know that, remember the serpents, because they were gossiping, talking bad about one another, that serpents began to come up. And the only way that they were to be healed is if God told, he says, I want you to put a snake, a bronze snake on top of a stick. And he says, and when they look at it, say, when you look at it, they'll be healed. I want you to get the picture that Jesus, hallelujah, was placed upon a stick upon the cross. He was, in a sense, that we could see that he took on this, all the, our sins upon that cross. It's a picture of that serpent, all the sins that were laid upon Jesus when he was upon that cross. It's a picture of what he did for you. And when you look at the cross, come on, when you look at what Jesus did for you, hallelujah, that you will be healed. You'll be delivered. Come on, amen. It's all about what you're eating. I want you to see the picture here. That, guess what? Whenever the rock, when they were thirsty, and remember when Moses, he hit the rock. Jesus is the rock. He was smitten on your behalf, that out of him would flow rivers of living water. Come on, you get the picture here? Listen, and there was 42 moments of Jesus being illustrated to them of what was to come. The rivers flowing. He's just waiting for them to get in agreement with what he's doing. But they didn't. So they go over and over and over all these different things. I want you to understand something. This is powerful too. Because not only did these people have these stories that they were carrying on, they had a message that was delivered to them. Remember when they were delivered out of Egypt? And it was the message of Passover. And I want you to know that we take things that were written, testimonies about what God does, and it's the Word of God. But they just didn't get a testimony of what God did. They were also eating the testimony. And it was called the Passover meal. And that Passover meal represented Jesus. They were eating lamb. They were eating bitter herbs, which speaks of what Jesus did for us at the cross. He took the bitterness. And the wine speaks of the redemption of his blood. And they began to eat the testimony of what Jesus did. Come on, I want you to get that picture. So from all the way from Exodus to even today, we still eat the testimony of what Jesus did. Say, it's about what you eat. I want you to see that your victory, that whether or not you're going to stay in wilderness, is about what you're eating. Come on, amen. And if we're eating from what he did for me at the cross, that what he provided for me was his body, was his life. So I'm eating what he has given to me. Does that make sense? Come on, hallelujah. All right. It's really hot in here. Is it hot, you guys? Are you? Yo, tell Austin to tell the heat whenever you. So let me get through here. So verily says, Moses gave you bread from heaven, but my Father will give you true bread from heaven. And says, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth unto the world. I want you to see the picture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And then he said unto them, he says, give us this bread. And Jesus says, I am the bread of life. It's all about what you're hearing. See, because as much as he says this four times, I am the bread. I want you to see Moses, hallelujah, Moses didn't give you the bread. God gave you the bread. It was sent by heaven. But that bread, those people died. But this bread will give you eternal life. Say this bread. It's all about what you eat, hallelujah. So I want you to see this. So he says, but I said unto you, that you also have seen me and believe not. You're not believing what I said, what I've done. Just like the children of Israel, that over and over again, that you didn't see, hallelujah. You didn't take hold of what was provided for you. And he says, all the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He says, I will turn away nobody. I want you to see that Jesus had provision for every one of the multitude that was there. He provided. I want you to understand that there's not one of you that God has not provided what you need for life. You, each one of you. Each one of us that he's provided for us our supply. That I might live. Come on, amen. And live more abundantly. That I'm not just surviving, where that every single day and every moment that I'm searching, I'm seeking, and I'm trying to be satisfied. He says, if you eat from me, come on, amen. If you take hold of what I've done for you, you're going to get victory. And he says, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the Father's will that sent me. He says that I should not lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone, which seeth the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life. And I will, say I will, raise him up again. Listen, I want you to get the picture. He's saying that this is the third time, the second time he says it out of three. He says, I will raise him up again. That in him I will have life. That he's talking about his death. That in me I will raise you up. His death will become my death. His life is my life. This is what gives it authority. And he says, and the Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread. And they said, is not this Jesus? Come on, I want you to get this. I'm, I'm coming, narrowing it down. You ready? Come on. Help me push. Push me to the end. All right? You ready? He says, and Joseph, whose father and mother we know. Who's Jesus' father and mother? Mary and Joseph. I want you to see, guys, that they are even confused with the story of understanding, that they're missing it. Because I want you to get this. Do you remember the story of Jesus? Where was he born? And where was he placed? The word manger, hallelujah, means feeding trough. I want you to see that he is the bread that feeds all those that come to him. All that find him find hope. And that when you eat from him, all that his life will give you, hallelujah, will give you life everlasting. Everything that you feed from him, hallelujah. That, listen, I want you to get that. For 42 stations, the children of Israel, hallelujah, that they miss the mark. 42, hallelujah. 42, if you can look at that, Jesus, he was ministering for how many months? 42 months, 3.5 years. If we could take hold of what Jesus did for 3.5 years, hallelujah, that we'll eat from that, what he did for me. Say, there's life in it. Come on, there's life in this. We got to get this. We got to take hold of this. We got to see that he is it. The place where he was born, Jesus, was called Bethlehem. You want to know what that place means? What it means, Bethlehem? House of... Wait, what? It means house of bread. I want you to understand something. God, there's a river flowing. There's a message being told. It's compelling. And when you see, hallelujah, it was all about you waiting for you to step in to that river, to that life that he has provided with himself. Are you all right? Let me finish. So he says this in verse 48. He says, I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and they're dead. He's angering some people by saying stuff like that. But it's true. They're dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. And if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And he says, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. For God so loved the world that he gave. This is the greatest gift that you'll ever have. It's not something temporary. Come on. Every one of us are overwhelmed by the moment of life, trying to find satisfaction. But God says, if you walk with me in this journey, I will give you something that will never run out. Life everlasting. Come on, hallelujah. Not just moments and bursts of life, but life everlasting. He says, and Jesus said, verily, verily, I say to you, except you eat of my flesh of the Son of Man and drink of my blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth the flesh and drinketh of the blood and eternal life. I just believe at this moment the disciples are saying, oh my goodness. They're hearing this sermon being preached and they're thinking, oh boy, this is not the way you grow a church. Talking about eating his flesh and drinking his blood. But you got to get the picture, because he's not talking about it the way that we think. Now that we can understand what he's saying here. He says, for my flesh is meat. It's bread. Say it's bread. Indeed. And my blood is drink. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. As a living Father hath sent me. And I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat and are dead, but he that eateth the bread shall live forever. Would you stand to your feet? Now, I want you to get this as I finish. And this is many of the disciples after they heard this message. They said that this was too hard. they, like their forefathers, were taking hold of it like their forefathers did when they said, man, they didn't understand what he meant. And Jesus said, and he says, who can hear it? Who can hear this? This is too hard. They were afraid to step into the river. He says, and when Jesus knew in himself that the disciples murmured at him, he said unto them, doth this offend you? You can play something, Randy. He says, what and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? He's talking about being raised on the cross. That him going to the cross. That he would go to the grave and arise. He says, it is the spirit that quickeneth the flesh profiteth nothing. And the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They are spirit and they're life. It's spirit. Spirit. It's not by the flesh, but it's by the spirit. It's a spirit that quickens us. It's that moment where that you know and I know and each one of us know that what is working in our flesh doesn't work for us. That God wants us to turn to him and say, here, take hold of what he has. What he's provided for me in that life that he's given. The gift of life for each and every one of us. He wants us to eat, hallelujah, out of that manger, his life. He says, but there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. Guys, I want you to understand. I believe that, I know that there was these ones he was talking about. Judas was one of those ones that he was talking about. That Judas did not take hold of all that he was saying. Jesus died before he seen Jesus go to the cross. He committed suicide. He didn't take hold of what Jesus was doing. He didn't eat from what he had given to him. He didn't walk it out. But he stopped. I don't know what each and every one of you are going through. I don't know, and I know that this year has brought a lot of stuff to us, but I'm here to tell you to get out of whatever wilderness we're in, whatever place we're in. It's about what we eat. It's about what we receive from what he has given to us. It's about Jesus. This whole picture, from the beginning to the end, I want you to tell you, it's about Jesus. Can you say that? It's about Jesus. It's about a Savior that's longing for every single one of us to take hold of what has been given. That we would eat from Him. Heavenly Father, God, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for what you've given to us. I thank you that you are the bread of life. I thank you, Father, God, Lord, that each day, to God, Lord, that you said to God, Lord, to give us our daily bread. Hallelujah. That each day, God, Lord, that as we begin to commune, even when we take the communion, it is a way of remembering, reminding ourselves of what you did. Hallelujah. And when we remind ourselves, it quickens us. It quickens us in the spirits. It reminds us, hallelujah, that our God is for us and not against us. It reminds us, hallelujah, that we have life. Hallelujah. We have life within us, resurrection life, that there's no situation, there's no problem, that in the midst of my storm, hallelujah, that my God is in control, hallelujah, that I could trust you, that I can have faith in you, and my faith is strengthened as we begin to partake of what you have done for us. Father God, Lord, that in this moment, God, Lord, I pray that none of us walk out of this place without being reminded of what you've done. It's all about you. This whole story is so compelling. It's talking about you and what you've done for us. God, Lord, I give you praise. I give you thanks for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. We are blessed. Come on, God's knocking. Open up and let him in. Amen.